Hello, you're tuned in to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast with Brad and Faith, and sometimes Charlie. Sit right back and enjoy as they talk about the things that squirrels might talk about.
Helps if I turn on my mic.
Yeah, that might work. You had it hanging over off the other side of the desk.
Turn on the mic.
Paying attention.
Well, we're gonna play the new theme song again. There, I like the new theme song. We still got a bunch of the old ones to play, and I love those too.
Yeah,
so we're gonna play those.
Fun.
But anyway, I just wanted to. I don't know. I just got a new toy, so I'm gonna play with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's Super Tuesday.
No, it's not Super Tuesday.
Not in that. Not the political sense. It's just Tuesday.
Oh, it's just Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, we have.
And how come? Is there more than one Super Tuesday? I mean, in the political sense. Mm-hmm. There's only one count.
Well, there's one Super Tuesday because that's the Tuesday that like 10 states have their primary.
Yeah. How come the rest of us don't get to count as Super Tuesday? We not important enough.
Well, if the state legislature changed our primaries to be that one day, then mm-hmm. we would be on that. Mm-hmm. We would be on Super Tuesday.
They leave us. They think we don't count.
I think it just happened to fall that way.
Anyway, go with me.
All right. I think any time you have a primary in Texas, it should be considered.
Well,
seriously,
Tuesday is. I mean, Texas is huge. I mean, we should have our own, and it should be Super Duper Tuesday.
We should have our own president.
Yeah.
Sam really? Houston for president. Let's do that again.
Sam.
He was a good president. He was our first president.
In Texas?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Well, there you have it.
Mm-hmm. That it?
So.
You done?
No. Hadn't even got started yet.
Oh, okay. Super Tuesday.
Actually, we had this thing where you do Blue Shirt Tuesday.
Blue Shirt Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every Tuesday, Christians are supposed to wear blue shirts.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah. We haven't done it in a while. I mean, we haven't promoted it in a while. We still do it.
Blue Shirt Tuesday.
Blue Shirt Tuesday.
Is it supposed to be like a Christian t-shirt?
No. Just any old blue shirt.
Why?
So people can find us.
But do non-Christians know that Christians are wearing blue shirts?
I don't know.
Okay, what good does it?
It's a secret.
Oh, that's not what Christians are supposed to do. Is that supposed to be a secret?
I thought we were supposed to develop secret societies and hide in the little lodges and with no windows and make secret signs and handshakes.
That's the Masonic Lodge.
No.
That's not Christians.
It's not Christians?
No. Oh. That's Mormonism.
I was confused.
It's not Christians.
No. Oh. I was confused.
Yeah, that's people who drink Kool-Aid.
I can't drink Kool-Aid now?
Just beware.
Oh, beware of the Kool-Aid.
Anything with that much sugar in it can't be good.
Well, speaking of drinking Kool-Aid, that leads right into our discussion for today. And that is the age of the earth. What Kool-Aid have you drank?
No kidding.
So he tells a story.
Who does?
Ken Hovind.
Okay.
Yeah. He's in jail.
Still, we don't know that for sure, though.
I don't know that for sure.
You don't know that. You don't tell people that. You don't even know that's true. Look that up.
Anyway, he's fighting the government. Fight the power, kid! Fight the power! I'm sorry.
We're behind you.
So, he's in jail for telling the truth, basically. Anyway, what was I at?
He tells a story.
Oh, yeah. He tells a story about how we get brainwashed. He says, he says a guy leaves home jogging.
Uh-huh.
He makes a left. Uh-huh. He makes another left.
Uh-huh.
And jogs a little while longer, and he makes another left, and jogs a little while longer, and he makes three lefts, and then he jogs home.
Uh-huh.
When he gets home, two men in masks are waiting on him. Who are they? And why did he leave home jogging? So that's how you get brainwashed, because you're automatically
thinking
home in the wrong way.
Yeah.
So... And anyway, the point of the story is that when he leaves home, it's a baseball thing. He leaves home because he hit a home run, and he went to first base and turned left. He went to second base, turned left. Went to third base, turned left.
When he made it to home,
and the umpire and the catcher were waiting on him.
Yeah, two guys a mask.
Right. Well, that's how it is in our in our society today. Is they tell you a little lie from first grade. I mean, you can look in first grade textbooks and see millions of years ago and all this stuff that completely contradicts the Bible. So, but we're putting together this Bible study. Basically, we're going to get together after Grow Kids is over, and we're gonna have a little Bible study in our home or in somebody else's home. Yeah. We haven't decided yet. And anyway, so we're going over the material, and Faith's like, I don't understand how people can, or I don't know how it started, but I said there are lots of Christians who, because you were saying that you could go to a Christian in our church,
mm-hmm.
and that you would talk to them, and they would.
Well, yeah, I could ask a 45-year-old. I could go up to any 45-year-old person, you know, somebody our age, right, and say, "Do you believe that the Bible is the inerrant Word of God?" And they'd say, "Yes, I do." Well, do you believe God created the heavens and the earth? Well, yeah, it's what it says in Genesis 1:1. Well, so do you believe in evolution? Well, yeah. I mean, I believe God could use evolution to create the earth. What is the matter with people? If you believe the Bible, what you can't believe one. One does not go with the other. They contradict each other. One takes God completely out of the equation, and one has God as the center of the equation. You cannot have one without the other.
Well, let's go down the list of heresies. Why we've been on this subject before, and we've explained why different things, but we've never explained why it's heretical. Why is evolution heretical? Well, one, you got death before Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Before Adam's sin.
Right, before Adam's sin. Because death came after sin, as it says in Genesis.
The problem with that...
Because through sin,
one man... People will say, it wasn't death of humans. Well, no, because it says in, you know, later on in the Bible that it was death in nature. But also, they will say, well, that's a spiritual death. Well, again, it's contradicted by Romans and other places where they say, no, you know, that it was a spiritual death. It was a spiritual death that he died
that day.
Right,
because he didn't physically die.
But the point is that death entered the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because he died physically
sin.
Later
right.
because of his sin on that day. He died spiritually that day.
Right.
So there was no death prior to sin.
Right.
Once sin happened, there was death.
Yeah.
And it was spiritual immediately and physical later.
And you can't have the age-day theory. You can't have the gap theory. Any of those things, which Christians try to make work.
They don't line up with the Bible.
But they don't work because
people have this. People have this mythology of what people. People need to read the actual Bible.
Yeah,
and not the NIV. Read the KJV.
Yeah. King James.
Because it'll tell you the truth there about all that. Because first of all, bottom line is when God laid out the Ten Commandments, He actually said, "I created the earth in 7 days."
Right. 6 days, and then he rested.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 6 days. And I rested on the seventh day.
Uh-huh.
On the seventh day. And that's just specific in Hebrew.
In Hebrew, yeah.
It doesn't mean
ask
the
Hebrew,
seventh age. It doesn't mean
you
the
can
seventh
ask people
time period.
Yes, very smart people at universities who are Hebrews, and they will tell you that's what that means.
Yeah, it means seventh day. Anyway, so there's those are heretical. You've got the death. You also have Jesus quoting Genesis.
Yes.
And also reaffirming this statement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what about where it says
days?
In Psalms where it talks about to God a day is like 1,000 years? What about that?
That wasn't Psalms. That was Peter, I think.
Yeah, but it's found in Psalms too.
There's one in Psalms that talks
about.
There's
two of them.
Yeah, but both those two references speak to how time doesn't matter to God.
Right.
That God is outside of time. Mm-hmm.
But it's not referring to creation in any way, shape, or form.
It's not referring to something that God has laid down as as
right. It's not talking about the same thing.
It's not talking
context,
about the same thing.
Context. Everything context. My youth pastor, Chris Cry, taught me that. It was one of the very first things he taught me when I was like in seventh, eighth, ninth. Well, when do you ever move there? Ninth grade. He's like, context. You
context.
Can't take things out of context.
And so people will argue, well, in prophecy, a day means a year, and a week means, you know, 7 years.
Right.
And what about that? What about that? Well, okay. Well, if you want to, this isn't prophecy, but if you want to apply prophecy backwards, the interpretation of prophecy backwards, then you've got it being 6,000 years, not 6 million years.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you've got another problem. He created the plants and stuff on day like 3,
mm-hmm.
and he created the plants on day three, and didn't create the sun until like day 5 or 4. So how are these plants living for 1,000 years without sun? Doesn't make any sense.
And there's no insects to pollinate the flowers. The insects were later, too.
They were on day 4 or 5.
Yeah, they're on day 4.
You know, it's crazy.
He did it in order. He did it in the order he did on purpose. I mean, for a reason.
He did.
Yeah.
So.
And it says, I mean, why? But that what frustrates me about this, what frustrates me about this is that as a Christian person, from the time that I can even remember.
Yes.
I believed what the Bible said no matter what it said.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me to think that what it said in Genesis was not true. Even when I went to high school and my world history teacher told me I was stupid. Yes, he said, you are stupid to believe that there was a flood and Noah's Ark exists. Mm-hmm. You're stupid. And even when he did that, I'm like, no, you're stupid. Because both of us have to have faith to believe what we believe in.
Right.
And at least my faith has something that created it. I mean, you're believing that everything just came from nothing. I mean, wouldn't you rather come from a creator than nothing exploding?
I agree.
And so what I don't understand is that how Christian people can try to explain away the Bible when they say the Bible is true. Why do you have to try to believe that evolution is true when Christian scientists have proved over and over and over and over and over again that evolution is not true, that they lie, they will blatantly just lie. And not only that, but they have to go back and they go, oh, no, that was right. Oh, whoops, that wasn't right.
Well, that's bottom line. I mean, not all of them. Okay. I'll give you that. I mean, I've debated Christians, very strong, spiritually sound people who swear that the Bible is inerrant.
Mm-hmm.
Christians, good mm-hmm. guys.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've debated them, and I debated them for days.
Yes.
With more words than my poor little fingers could type.
Yes.
And we've exhausted the end of our knowledge to lay people. I mean, not lay people, but I mean non-scientific people.
Right.
To understand and counter each other's thoughts.
Okay.
Each other's points. And it all comes down to a matter of faith. Both ways.
I know.
You either have to believe evolution on faith because there's no evidence to support it, or you have to believe creation on faith because it says so in the Bible.
That's why I don't understand why Christians are fighting so hard to believe evolution. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's cultural, and it comes down to that brainwashing thing we talked about. Because the world has convinced them to be intellectual and to be taken seriously,
mm-hmm.
they must accept certain things.
As Christians.
Because they're ridiculed if they don't.
Well, yeah,
I'm ridiculed. I'm regularly ridiculed.
I was ridiculed at 16.
For my beliefs. But I'll stick with, I think that God knows how he did it.
Yeah, I'm thinking he does. He went to put it in the Bible if it wasn't true.
Correct. Now, I do believe in a mature earth creation.
You believe that he created the earth to look older than it was? Is that what you're saying?
Not in the sense that he was being deceptive.
No.
But in the sense that he created earth, a mature earth. I mean, it talks about the way he created things.
Right.
But when Adam, for instance, when Adam was created, Adam wasn't created as a baby.
He wasn't a baby. Yeah. He was a grown man. Yeah.
Full grown man. Most probably.
Well, mature.
He doesn't say that, but
reproductive age.
He's walking around. Mm-hmm. He's marrying people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in this sense, I believe that he was a mature adult. That could have been 14 or 12. Right. I don't know. But nevertheless, was he 14 years old? No, he looked 14
years
old.
He was one day, yeah.
He was really one day old.
Right.
And so the light from the stars, God created the light, not just the star, but the light from the star all the way to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he created that too.
And the heavens. That's just so amazing. All in one day.
Yeah.
He created the heaven.
Yes.
And the earth.
Yes.
And then he divided the heaven
into
three parts later.
And then he divided the earth up.
In those 6 days. Yep. Not heaven didn't exist before.
Nope.
He created it those days. It says it right there.
But people have convinced themselves that the scientific version is more believable for some reason, and it's not. I mean, if you really get into it, you're believing. Evolutionary science teaches that rocks become complicated living organisms. And the magic ingredient is millions of years.
That explains a lot about some people.
And the magic element is millions of years. We believe that rocks or clay
yeah.
become complicated living organisms, human beings,
uh-huh.
and the magic element is God.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing, except that God has the power to do so and millions of years don't.
Right. Nothing can't make nothing. I mean, nothing makes nothing. Excuse me.
Informational law. Nothing comes from
nothing. Nothing comes from nothing. It makes me crazy. So,
I was reading the book, and it says nothing. It says you can speculate that the entire universe.
No,
came
you
from
were listening to the History Channel.
Infinitesimal dot.
They're getting ready to do the Big Bang Theory. This is funny.
And this is from a literal.
Is this from the History Channel? No, they're quoting it from a book?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was from the History Channel.
The History Channel said, the History Channel's version was, there were advertisements for a show called The Universe, and it said, come see how creation started. It's like, you know, watch the show and learn how creation started.
If you have creation, there has to be a creator.
Right. Yeah.
Not
even paying attention to the words. They're not even... They've even changed B.C. to B.C.E.
Yeah.
Before the Common Era.
Yeah. They did that about... I'm sorry. They did that about like 10 years ago. I remember when they first did that, I about had an aneurysm.
It's stupid.
Well, it is, because they have to take Christ at everything.
But it's stupid. And I don't mean it's stupid from a religious standpoint. I mean it's stupid by the fact that we are measuring our current calendar by a certain time in history, and that time in history is the birth of Christ.
Right.
Now... why change that? I mean, you're not changing. First of all, you're not changing what we're measuring it by. Yeah. You're just changing what you're calling it.
Yeah. Because we can't say Jesus anymore.
That's stupid.
You can't say Jesus.
The months of the year are named pretty much after like Greek gods and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we didn't change those.
Yeah. Lunes, still, Martes.
Sure. Yeah. So, I don't. The constellations are named after.
That's because they're not God, they're not Jesus, they're not Christian. Anything other than Christian is okay. If you're Muslim, Hindu, if you're agnostic, if you're anything other than Christian, it's okay. And then wasn't that what Jesus said?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said. It's not like we should be surprised.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming.
But hey, if we're persecuted for his sake.
We should have pure joy. It says, right?
Yep. All right. Well, let's take a break here, real quick, see what. Why are you apologizing?
Because I get on a soapbox. I get all fired up.
Me and you both. Let's take a break and see what Ruth Ann has to say about things.
Good day, my fellow squirrels. Our verses for today come from Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A city on the hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I was listening to a podcast this week. It was a conservative talk show. They were tackling the subject of religion in the race for presidency. A caller said that he lived in South Carolina, the buckle of the Bible Belt, he said. That all the Christians he knew were mean, and that he knew more humanists and progressives that were nice and giving, loving people than Christians. And he said he would rather vote for a Christian to take care of terrorists because of the mean and nasty Christians he had met up with. It broke my heart when I heard this. This man would feel safer with a Christian in the office of president, not because he sees the love of Christ in the man and honorable traits that should come with it, but because of what some so-called Christians had done to him. How can he ever seek the Lord's forgiveness and love from that example? So are you a light for Christ, or you're hiding it under a barrel? Bendiciones a todos. Ahora yo te envío los dos ardillas ciego.
That's so pretty when she speaks in Spanish.
I love that language.
Oh, it's a beautiful language.
So there you go.
So see, we're supposed to be telling...
loud music.
We're supposed to be proclaiming this, because evolution has led a lot of people astray, led you astray.
Oh, yeah.
When you were in college, took you down a really long, sad road.
This is why I'm so adamant about it, but not just because of me, because I see what's being done to our children.
Yeah.
And this has been done, people, this is not the first time.
It's so subtle.
This has been done in Russia. Go visit Russia and see what it's been done there. They have indoctrinated these people into an atheistic society. Mm-hmm. But how they do it? By brainwashing their children. Just indoctrinating their children to this belief.
You know, what did Hitler say? Tell a lie long enough and people believe it, but make sure.
That was Marx, but Karl Marx.
No, but Hitler said.
Well, I think he was quoting.
If you're
going
to, okay. Well, if you tell, but Hitler's the one I heard say it.
Okay.
If you tell a lie, make sure it's a big lie.
People are more likely to make a big lie than a small lie, or something like that. Yep, there you go.
And look at all the the communist. Well, not anymore, but Russia and Czech Republic and Germany and all these European countries now are.
Well, here's the warning.
Suffering.
Here's the warning from Colossians 2:8. I don't mean to beat you over the head. I know she just gave you some scripture, but Here's some more. Colossians 2:8. It says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception." Hold on. I'm sorry, but I'm in the wrong version. Make sure I read from the right version.
Since you're going to beat people over the head with the right version, you better read from it.
I better read from it. Sorry. "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy," same thing, "and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." So what did Christ say about creation?
He said that it was real. God created the heavens and the earth.
Right.
In 6 days.
And God rested, and God on the seventh day. Therefore.
And if Jesus said it, I believe it.
What was said in Genesis. This is the thing, you know, I'll argue till I'm dead, because it is so important. If you don't establish the right beginning, how can you trust God in the right ending?
If you
don't believe how he said he started it, how are you going to believe how he said he's going to end it?
You can't.
If you don't believe him and when he said how it came about, then how are you going to trust him with your soul in the hereafter?
You can't.
It is elementary to faith. Whether
Satan
you
chips
know
away
it or not,
he chips away any way he can. He gets in a way. He gets in there any way he can, and he's like, "Man, if that Christian, I couldn't get it, keep him from being a Christian. Okay, so I can't have their soul. So now I'm going to keep him from their spirit. Excuse me. So now I'm going to chip at every bit I can so that they have no effectiveness whatsoever.
Sure.
Well, and he's going to chip at our belief.
There's a war coming.
Chip. Yep.
There's a war coming. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's trying to
he wants to disable as many people as soon as possible. But my child will believe before she was even born. I was singing and telling her everything, and I explained that verse today, Colossians 2:8. Mm-hmm. I explained that to her today, what that meant.
Yep.
And she will know, and the faith she has is far beyond anything we have already. Sure. It's amazing.
Yep.
The faith of a child.
All right. Yes?
Because it's just pure. Just is.
But as she grows up, she'll have to make her own choice.
Right, but we're going to do everything we can that God has given to us.
Definitely.
To help her make the right choice.
I'm already guarding her textbooks. I mean, she's in a private Christian school, and you still got to guard what they read.
Yep. Whew. All right, we're done.
Whew. Wow.
I'm tired.
Man.
I make myself tired.
Thanks for coming to Soapbox Radio. Glad you enjoyed it. Hey, and if you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, that doesn't mean that you asked him to save you. That means if you don't know him as your Lord, in other words, if he doesn't rule your life, then you need to stick around and listen to what Charlie's got to say after the music.
That's right.
That's all I got to say about that.
Paz con Dios, y'all.
Paz con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.